Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Several disease issues came up in this year's soybean crops. An extension plant pathologist, Dylan Mangel, says white mold in particular was reported in several fields. He talks about that and makes recommendations for producers to consider when choosing seed for the upcoming growing season.
So for soybean production in 2024, we sort of had the standard big challenges like sudden death syndrome and soybean cyst nematode. A lot of growers had questions about those and how they can deal with those and manage those. And they're also thinking about soil testing this time of year. They can still get that done. So wondering how to do that and best timing. As we gear up for planting season, a lot of growers probably decided on their varieties already, but there might be some leeway in there. So just take another chance, look back at those field histories and make sure that the varieties you've placed in those fields, they've got good tolerance and resistance ratings for the diseases that you've had in those fields in the past. Specific diseases, think about soybean cyst nematode. That's an important one when it comes to resistance genes. So select something that has PI88788 as a resistance source, or a new one called Peking that's done quite well. Another big problem in the past that these upcoming fields are gonna have might be white mold. So if you've had white mold bad in 2023, pick a variety with good resistance for white mold. It not only overwinters, but it'll last several years. So we had bad white mold in Nebraska in 2021 and again in 2023. So if you think about it, those are the same fields if you're on a corn-soybean rotation. They were bad, they rotated to corn, that's not a host, and then back to beans. The problem is, in 2024, we were corn again, and in 2025, we're gonna rotate back to beans on those fields. So the inoculum is still there, especially if you've had it bad in both of those years. That inoculum that's gonna start that infection is still there, so think about that coming up. And try to get ahead on making some of those fungicide decisions. I'd say the biggest predictor for if you're going to deal with white mold again is if you've had it those last two cycles that you had soybeans in those fields. So think about those fields as where you want to focus your management when it comes to white mold. Especially for white mold, a big driver is irrigation. So the first places I saw it this year were soybean fields or soybean borders around seed corn fields. The reason it's showing up there is because that's a perfect example of over-irrigation on those beans, because the corn is what really needs it and what's driving those decisions. But think about that as an example. When you get excessive irrigation on soybeans, that's when white mold's really gonna flare up. That could be in weird cases like soybean borders, but also in your own full soybean fields. Think about making sure you're not over-irrigating and think about putting that water on when it's needed, so not too early. Not too early if your soils can hold it. The same thing that Tamara Jackson Zim stated though about disease pressure being potentially worse in the middle of that center pivot, that could work out as well in soybean production. The pivot's just moving slower, putting out water slower in the center than it is at the faster moving tip of that pivot. So you're gonna have leaves stay wetter longer in that center. So when you think about scouting, maybe follow that pivot row down and try scouting the middle of that field. So when you're getting into the growing season, and you start to see some issues, the first thing you really gotta do is make sure you've taken the time to identify what disease you're dealing with specifically. Management is always gonna be disease specific. And in some cases, you can make management decisions in the season, like foliar fungi. You might be able to get out there and put on a foliar fungicide quickly. But in a lot of cases, especially when it comes to seedling diseases like we might see early in the spring, making good notes, figuring out where those pathogens are in your field, it's not going to save you this season, but next time you rotate around, you can place appropriate seed treatments in those areas.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.